Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. I am Jen Lennox-Kidioni and today's episode is called Boom Boom Pow. I will be sitting down with three of my students, Adrian, Dylan, and Jack, and we will be discussing how music enhances their video gaming experience. All right, welcome to the show, guys. I'm stoked to have you here and discuss this topic with you. Today, I am welcoming three students who love gaming, Adrian, Dylan, and Jack. Hi, guys. You can say hello.
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 So the reason we're talking about this is I think music is a really important part of both film, movies, and games. But I've always admired people that write music specifically for that because they can't rely on words. And I think a lot of us identify emotion with lyrics. So when you take away the lyrics, and then you have to just create emotion with sounds and instruments, I think that's just hard to do. It's just something I've never tried to do. But I know that when I'm watching something, especially if I'm watching it on TV or a movie or whatever, and I hit the mute button and that sound goes away, I'm just like, oh, this is not nearly as interesting as it was. So we're going to talk about this in terms of video games for you. So we're going to start with Adrian, and I just want you to think about a specific game that you play pretty often. And what is it about that game or games that keeps you wanting to keep coming back and playing it?
The experience of driving around the city, mm-hmm. and doing certain things in the game, it makes it fun along with the music that plays in certain scenarios that like changes the mood of when you're like while you're playing.
And is there certain things you have to accomplish to get to another level of things?
Or? Yes, you have to level up by doing certain things in the game, and you get experience points to level up, and it's a really fun game.
Awesome. All right, let's go with you, Dylan.
Well, I'd probably say, driving, like kind of what he said, around the town. Music does definitely enhance that, because if you're not, driving with any music, it can just get pretty boring.
Gets boring. Let me just say how jealous I am of the graphics that you guys get to experience in your video games, because I had the I don't even know what it was called, like the 16-bit or 32-bit screens, but two-dimensional, one-dimensional, I feel like, video games. And at the time, I thought they were amazing. But now I walk into a room and I think someone's watching something on TV. But no, they're playing a game. So you guys are very lucky with that. So, Jack, what about you? What about one of your favorite games keeps you coming back? What is the thing that is happening in the game?
Yeah, so like Dylan said, the music definitely does enhance, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it, does change the mood. And, it depends what's happening, and the beat changes depending what happens.
And you said one of the games was a sports-related game. So how does the music change in that?
So
how does it?
It's, it's hard to explain. So, say if, how should I word this?
If your character gets a touchdown, what happens?
Yeah, so you can press the RS button, mm-hmm. and your character will do, a touchdown move, and then, the crowd will go, hooray, and stuff like
so
that.
So it's an interactive with the crowd. Okay, that's awesome. So the next question, and we're going to start with Dylan this time. Do you pay attention to, or are you really aware of the music that's playing during your gaming experience, or do you just sort of tune it out?
Okay, I know, my friends, most of my friends definitely tune it out, but, if I'm playing a game, I definitely want the music, so I don't tend to tune it out. I definitely notice it.
Are there any cues in the game that are music cues, or is it just, it wouldn't matter if it was muted, because you could still have the same experience?
Yeah, if it was muted, you could definitely still have, kind of the same experience, but with music, it just, makes you feel more alive playing the game. Makes it feel more real.
Gotcha. What about you, Mr. Jack? What would you say about how aware you are of music when you're playing a game?
I'm kind of aware of it. I can hear it in the background because I don't turn my headphones all the way up. So I keep it at a low level because if you can't hear what's happening in the game, then you like don't really know what's happening.
Right, which makes sense. And Adrian, what would you say how aware you are of the music, or is the music important to the actual stuff going on the screen?
Well, the music in my game that I play a lot is actually pretty important in certain scenarios. Like, I know one game where if there was no music, you would have no clue what's going on. So I think, yeah, music is really good in the games that you play so that you know if certain things are going on and when things are going on.
I read this article about just music in any kind of film in general, and the article basically said that even though we're aware of and we know what's going on in a movie, if there's music going on behind it, it's even more so for video games because you have this personal connection. You're actually immersed in the action. So it's one of those things where you're even more aware, even if it's like unconsciously aware of the music, because of the fact that you're controlling some character. And then as you go through these different levels, the music is changing and that's cueing you to know what's going on in the game. So I think it is definitely, sometimes I think we hear so much music, we don't even realize that we are listening to music until it's gone. And then you're like, wow, it's really quiet. I have that happen sometimes. Like, why is it so quiet? Oh, because I hit mute and then I don't know what's going on. So that is definitely part of the charm of the music in the video games. One more thing, when it comes to headphones, do all three of you use headphones when you play? I'll start with, go ahead, Adrian. Do you play with headphones all the time?
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. What about you, Dylan?
Definitely all the time.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah.
And what about you, Jack?
I feel like most of the time, but sometimes I don't.
Right. Do you notice a difference in your experience when you have them on versus when you don't have them?
Definitely. Like Adrian said last time, it was more immersive.
Right. And the thing is, sometimes it's so immersive that time goes away. So the time-space continuum is like I take the headphones off and 2 hours have gone by and I don't even know because you're so in that moment with the game. And I know that people that create these soundtracks for games intentionally create them with the quality of the sound being super, super balanced and super high def, so that you have that experience of almost getting lost in the game to where you play the game longer, to where you keep coming back. So there's definitely some sort of platform that they're using in these games to bring music into it and to keep you playing, because obviously they want to make their money and all that good stuff. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in today. And I know that it takes some time out of class to come in, and I really appreciate that. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. Just know that you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, any other platform you would like by visiting anchor.fm/theplaylistlc. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram at @theplaylistlc. And if you would like to be a guest or ask a question, we would love to hear from you via social media, so feel free to reach out. So thanks again to my guests today for coming in and sharing your thoughts and ideas. And thank all of you guys out there for being loyal listeners. We appreciate you. Bye.